have to submit to PDC income information and verification that they're first-time home buyers.
But we're approving 179,
so
and we only know 74 buyers.
We subsequently need to verify the homeowner information and confirm that they meet the criteria, or else those exemptions will be terminated.
No, I think the commissioner is asking how it goes from the builder receiving permission to have a home that would receive an abatement, and what safeguards do we have in place to make sure that it gets to the homeowner and the abatement occurs, and how do we make sure that the actual builder and developer does not receive a property tax abatement?
So can I just
raise
a question?
Thank you. That's my question.
We do an annual review of all the abatements, which is a separate proceeding.
Right.
It's a longer explanation. This is simply requesting authority to grant the abatements.
No, I understand that. I don't understand why it's 170 rather than 70.
With recent changes to the way the county was implementing the tax exemptions, if we were not approving them in the builder name beforehand, once the homeowners would take ownership, there could be a year to a year and a half that they wouldn't have the exemption in place. So as of last year, the application guidelines were adjusted slightly in order to come up with this process.
Okay, that
based
makes sense.
On Thank state you. Law of being, only being able to implement the exemption at this time each year.
And do you then come back to take it off if it turns out that it's been sold? So that'll come to us.
And that was the audit then that Commissioner Fish referred to in September.
Thank you very much.
Any other council discussion? All right. This is a regular, this is a resolution, so we can vote on it today. Carla, would you please call the roll on council item 288?
Fritz?
I support this program. I was on the Planning Commission when some of the mapping was done, probably the mapping before this last mapping. And I like it because it allows single-family homes. It's almost 50% have children, it turns out, in the demographics that we just saw. And it allows people to buy their homes in neighborhoods, which they probably wouldn't otherwise be able to do.
Fish.
I, too, support the program because it meets a number of our objectives. First and foremost, it provides an avenue for people to achieve the dream of home ownership, whose income would normally be a barrier to being able to afford in the current inflated market, even with the knockback that's occurring. Second, it provides opportunities for qualified, that is, financially qualified minorities to achieve the dream of home ownership. And in this particular group, there's about four of the homes that we're granting in the names of a homeowner, it looks like there's about 40% are from protected categories. So that's terribly important. And, however, it's not a panacea. It is one of a number of tools that we have. As been alluded to, the federal government has provided a tax credit, which will help stimulate first-time homeowners. There's bridge financing, soft seconds. We do work within urban renewal districts, outside. We have a whole range of tools designed to help people get into homes and do so in a responsible way so that they remain in their homes. This is one, and this presentation is yet another piece of the PDC, BHCD, Planning Bureau presentations to council to make sure that this process is transparent and accountable. I appreciate all your good work. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 288 is approved. The city auditor has taken pity on us, and unless there is council objection, we will hear council item 290 tomorrow following at our Thursday 2 o'clock session following council calendar item 292.
288 as amended, right?
288 as amended. Correct. All right, we stand in recess till tomorrow 2 o'clock.
Something you need?
Okay.
Yeah, why don't we? Because there is something.
Yeah. You got paid, didn't you?
I appreciate that. There's
go
some
home?
Stuff we can't talk about with regards to Ted. I would just say there are other criminal investigations occurring. He will do whatever it takes to get he'll be nice to you. He'll offer you bribes. I know you won't, but I mean, this is what he's being investigated for. So pay taxes or not, according to what he thinks he can get away with. This is a man who has artfully figured out
how
to manipulate the system for decades, to his credit. And he'll attack you if he thinks it helps, or he will be nice to you if he thinks it helps. He will offer you dinners if he's trying to influence. He will call you a criminal if he thinks that helps him. In some ways, it's fun to deal with him because this is a man who, he's not stupid. He has no limitations. And the problem he has now is that all these different...
Can you do this really quick and then can he come back to you?
No, it's fine. Thank you.
What's that? I'll tell them to come. I'll tell them to get it.
Thanks. Can you tell the firebird to get it?
There's someone else out there as well.
Is there another TV camera?
Oh,
what are we doing?
No. Are both of you able to talk about this?
You have the PBS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
online.
The thing for fun is that
this is what I hear. But Major League Soccer is coming to the Moreland, and you're going to make that announcement on Friday.
Well, we definitely have a news conference scheduled on Friday.
Well, MLS is going to be here on Friday, you know, correct?
Well, we're hoping they're not coming to Portland and asking Sam and I to announce that Philadelphia got an extension.
Now, I did a search of domain names, and I found that Merritt Paulson just yesterday got a new domain name, Portland MLS 2011. He just registered that yesterday, so that would indicate.
That's very optimistic, and I think positive news, but
official. More importantly, a great question for Merritt.
Yeah, but right now it's an official announcement one way or another will be Friday morning. At what time? 10 a.m.? 10 a.m. Friday morning.
What do you think about professional soccer in Portland?
What do I think about? What do you think I've been doing? Slumming around here for the last thing?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they're coming, so your reaction.
Well, they haven't told us that. We're hoping